Right, Pinky Agnew, how are you coping without the hairdresser?
Well, I am, shall we say, going back to my roots. It's been quite interesting to see what's emerging. Usually I am a regular at my hairdresser to get the old touch up along the roots. So I was listening with great interest. I love that tip about the hair using your eyeshadow.
Yeah, just don't go overboard. And what about you, James? Who is someone threatening to take to you with a pair of garden shears?
Well, I only joined that conversation towards the end, and I'm helpful they provided some context for what was being talked about. But I've got a full range of power tools in the garage, and I think that's probably the way to go, I think.
I think that relationship advice to not let the partner take over the hairdressing duties is probably the most important thing those two said to us. That could be the final straw, the final lockdown straw. Hey, what else is on your mind this week as we're into, gosh, what are we into? It's week one and a half, isn't it?
Yes, I think we're day week, nine.
Week three and a half for me. I was self-isolating for 2 weeks before the lockdown, having been in Australia.
How are you going? You'll be looking like the dude off Survivor, you know, Tom Hanks. Was it Survivor?
Yeah, exactly. Well, standards do slip a little bit. There's been a whole lot of online discussions as to whether pants are optional or required on, you know, Zoom calls in particular. So the standards can slip just a tad.
Yeah, I have to say I'd like to weigh in with my opinion on the pants issue. I think everyone should be fully panted.
Well, I conducted a survey on Twitter during the week, and of the 11 people who replied, I have to say there were some who thought the pants were optional.
No, it's horrible. People sitting around on their office chairs with no pants on or just with their pyjamas that they've been in bed all night wearing and sitting around on the sofa watching TV and,
I'm getting up and putting on the uniform. I'm putting on the dress. I'm putting on the earrings. But the one thing I've let slip is I've got some big woolly socks on, which is my kind of slow slide into self-isolation. It's a long, slow slide, isn't it? But I feel like I still need the uniform in order to get ready in the morning. Does that wear off, James?
Yeah, it can do a little bit. I mean, the worst thing about working from home is getting to work on time. That's the really hard part of it. But I'm on a Zoom cocktail party this afternoon later on, and the invitation that's been going around makes it clear that it's black tie. So we'll see what that's like at about 6 o'clock.
Very nice. We had a Yahtzee tournament on Zoom, a group of us last weekend, and that was fun.
Yeah, we've got bingo. We've been invited to a bingo one over the weekend, so that'll be good.
I'm going to do a pub quiz this weekend.
We have such riveting lives in lockdown, don't we?
Well, I'm fascinated to see that story, and I think you've got it up on your website, Catherine, in Wales, Llandudno.
Don't even try.
They have a usually wild herd of about 122 Kashmiri goats venturing out from the Great Orm, which is, I think, a park, into Llandudno, and they've been eating the hedges and the flowers. And I clicked on the link and had a look at the video, and these goats, these Kashmiri goats, they're not your neighborhood nanny goat. These are magnificent long-haired creatures with great big curly horns, and they jump up on the walls outside people's windows. So people in the town are really, really enjoying them.
I've been to Llandudno, and not only that, I'm in a band called the Miracle Goat Herders, so I'm a bit worried about that sort of connection. You can call a herd of goats a tribe, a trip, a drove, or a flock. And I was having a look, I was trying to skim through the Book of Revelation where it says the bit about, yea, shall a trip of goats invade Llandudno. I couldn't find it.
Well, they're clearly not doing their own here. They look amazing, though. They're fabulous.
Here's a tip: if you are in Llandudno, and it's a lovely little town, they make the best oggies in the world.
What's an oggie?
Oggie is the Welsh variation of a Cornish pasty. And I can't tell you what a Cornish pasty is a variation of either. But yeah, Cornish pasty.
Well, a Cornish pasty is a variation of a pie, really.
Yeah, so, yeah, Oggy, pie for one.
Well, what's planned for your weekend, guys?
Well, apart from anything else, I've got my...
I got a farewell, yeah. It was an unfair question. It was a trick question. Thanks so much, James Elliott. Thanks so much, Pinky Agnew.